the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
12 minutes after 8 o'clock on the Moody of the Morning Show, Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. Time for 10 minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation and planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more here in Michigan's Great Southwest. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going this morning?
Going very well, my friend.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. One of these days, winter will finally wrap up. We'll see.
Well, it's just begun, my friend.
No,
It's January 17th, I think.
Today. I know. You're right. So, we've talked in the past weeks about the new tax plan that was recently passed by Congress.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And the plan was billed as both a middle class tax cut and a corporate tax cut that would create a more robust economy. Now, although the plan certainly has its critics, how will we know if the plan's working and is good for the economy? And more importantly, whether or not it's good for us, the American people?
Well, that's the million-dollar question that everybody wants to know. And first of all, you know, tax cuts have created an additional $1.5 trillion deficit in our budget. You know, so that's obviously a big concern, and that's part of the critics' talking points. Mm-hmm. The idea is obviously is that more money in people's pocket is more money to spend. And so there's still that question of what does more money look like for the middle class? You know, how does it affect businesses? A lot of this has been, you know, the critics have billed this as a rich man's tax cut that's just going to enrich the wealthy and swell corporate profits. Well, so time will tell. And I think there's several things we want to talk about of barometers that we can look at, you know, that will kind of give us an indication as we move forward here over this next year on how this is doing. But you know, where are people going to spend the money that they do save?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it going to be spent on things that are going to drive the economy? You know, by February, you know, they say that, you know, the employees, people should start seeing a decrease in their taxes. So more money in their paychecks, you know, as
right.
the federal withholding tables get implemented. So by February, people should start seeing an increase in their paychecks by federal withholding. Now, typically, again, when consumers have more money in their pockets, they spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Retail sales is really what drives the economy. You know, cars, appliances, home projects, you know, eating out, restaurants, that type of thing. You know, people have more money, they spend it. That, you know, puts more money in the economy, more money in businesses, and more money in the government taxes as well as people, spend that money. Now, the risk with this, you know, is that when you divide, you know, paychecks by 20, so if you're getting paid every other week,
right.
is it going to be such a minimal amount, you know, that it's not...
That you can invest in a candy bar?
Yeah,
or
that it's not so noticeable and it doesn't really,
yeah.
you know, get people excited to go out and spend, you know, and you know, when people file their tax returns, you know, depending on what their situation is, you know,
right.
they may, you know, get larger refunds, but the federal withholding tables are designed to kind of give a baseline of where somebody's going to land before they file their taxes. You know, people may save it. They may, you know, pay down debt, which is not a bad thing
right.
in itself, but that's not going to drive the economy or bring more money into the government from a tax standpoint. The second thing I think we need to keep an eye on is the stock market, obviously. Are we going to continue to see the uptick in the stock market? We've had tremendous amounts of gains hitting record levels on a regular basis. I mean, you look at yesterday. I mean, the market in 7 days has gone up
another thousand points.
That's
just amazing, isn't it?
And then we lost it. You know, almost
right.
300 points we lost as a concern for the closing down of the government Friday.
Right.
You know, there's that
the
big threat,
the impending potential shutdown,
which is just such an emotional thing that the stock
sure.
market reacts to. But that's just the way that the stock market works. Some people would say that a lot of the growth from the market has already been priced in from the tax cuts. I mean, I would argue that there's some truth to that, but also that as we move forward, that the stock market, as companies are more flush with cash and people have more confidence in the economy, that the stock market could certainly continue to go upward. It's not going to go up forever. Obviously, I think there's going to be some form of pullback.
Sure.
It's
inevitable. That's
how
the
much.
Cycle of the market.
Yeah, it's just, you don't want the stock market growing too fast and creating
not
some
sustainable,
type,
right?
Yeah, and you have some type of a bubble, which then that's what creates panic.
Yeah.
Again, critics would say that this growth in the stock market only benefits the wealthy. But yes and no. I mean, there are millions of Americans that have 401k plans
exactly
that are benefiting by this uptick in the market. So
very true.
The average person is benefiting from the growth in the stock market, not just the wealthy, I would argue.
Yeah.
The third thing I think that we need to be looking at to gauge this is the robust economy. And, you know, with the assertive tax cuts, the talking points are is that we're going to have a sustained 3% GDP and maybe even possible more. We've been stuck at 2% or less for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So just that one percentage point higher in GDP is equivalent of millions of jobs and you know, a robust economy compared to maybe a stagnated economy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get that up above 3%, even closer to 4%, I think you're going to see some really good things happening in our economy. I mean, ideally, when companies have more money, and again, this is part of the talking points, is what are they going to do with this money? You know, mm-hmm. we've seen, you know, all these companies coming out and giving bonuses, and some companies actually raising. Walmart raised the minimum wage, which they were yep. criticized for many years, and they've done that now. Are we going to have more companies now coming back? U.S. companies from overseas. International companies coming and locating here possibly because of the lower tax rate. You know, so the whole idea is that businesses are going to have more money. Are they going to share that money? Is it going to create more jobs? Is it going to create and increase wages in our country? And also the repatriation of money overseas mm-hmm. That can be brought back here and pumped into our economy and taxed at a lower rate. So, you know, these things are all yet to be seen. I think that first off, what we see over the next 3 months will give us some indication of the tax cuts and how they're working as far as people start to get more money in their paychecks, as
sure.
we talked about. And then, you know, 6 months in a year, I think we're going to have a pretty good idea, you know, kind of the direction of the economy, you know, what is the sense of the people. you look right now at the popularity of the president, it's not really very good. And you know, they're, you know, we have an election coming up in November. So there's a lot of things that may dictate where the economy may go based on the people's feelings of where they're at, you know, come November time and how the election plays out and,
yep.
you know, how companies are doing and all these questions that,
yep.
that we have talked about and you hear about in the news. I think will start to come to light somewhat as this all plays out. But, you know, and we've get a lot of people that, you know, have called and asked us what the effect is on them. And we have tax season coming up here soon where I know we'll be engaging with a lot of people that'll have questions about, you know, how this is going to affect them. But I think the biggest thing is going to be as this plays out and people, if they feel a benefit, you know, a real benefit in their pocketbook where they have more money, you know, to spend, which is going to help, I believe, the economy and, you know, everybody, you know, in generally speaking, even the, you know, the tax revenue, because the debt is a huge, huge concern that we've allowed to swell.
Yep.
And as inflation kicks in, you know, there are really concerns about that. So
yep.
if this doesn't work from the standpoint of lowering down that debt, there still are other things that probably need to be done as far as spending and getting some things in check, you know, with our economy that are concerning long term. But in the short term, you'll say over the next year or so, I think we're going to be able to see, you know, just what the effects of this is for the American people and businesses and everybody concerned.
Yep. Well, we'll see how it all plays out, and I think ideally if there's, you know, a little bit of a moderation in the excitement in the market so that you're not going overboard and that, you know, there's both some wage increases and some bonusing and people spend and save and pay down debt, you get a nice combination of all of them, and it might be a winning combination all the way around.
I agree, sir.
All right. Yeah.
Well, time will tell.
Time will tell. How can folks get a hold of you, Tom?
Yeah, our phone number is 429-1585. We're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville. or you can go to our website at austinfinancial.us.
All right. Tom Austin, he is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional, and we certainly hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
All right, you too.